Right now we're going to say hello to Terry Schultz of Mustang Seed. Hello, Terry.
Hi, Mick. It's great to be here.
Thank you. And you kind of migrate north from Madison, South Dakota once or twice a year. No, you come up here a lot.
Oh, I make it up a number of times looking at research trials and obviously to the Big Iron Farm Show where Mustang Seeds is at this year. We have a new addition to Big Iron at Mustang Seeds, and that is the building. We've got a new building along Main Street. So we certainly welcome all producers to stop by and take a look at the things that we have set up in there, and our reps are all there talking to growers and been busy in there as well.
So Clay was on the radio yesterday bragging that up. You've taken over what was known as the Acme Tools Building, and now, so everybody now knows where you're at. Now they'll come there today and tomorrow.
That's right. Yes, we're sold out of tools in the old Acme building at Mustang Seeds, but we do have seed available, so
right.
we do have some good varieties out there yet.
Well, that's good. I guess in some cases you can drill them into the ground, but most everybody uses it air seeders now.
That's right, and man, is there some big air seeders here at the show. That's amazing, you know. And Mustang Seeds does fit in those air seeders. That is correct.
Yeah, you mentioned the research plot. Of course, John Hegseth took over the farm that I grew up on.
And,
along Highway 27 there in Richland County, you've had Mustang signs up in the ditch for years.
The McLeod area is a great area for Mustang, and John does a great plot for us there every year along the highway there. So
yeah.
Great cooperator and get a lot of good data out of Richland County here in North Dakota.
So what's been looking good from Mustang Seeds now this year?
You know, I guess that depends on if you're lucky if you got the rain or not the rain, but some of the products, we've got two very good new Drought Guard products that growers are happy with. They've been good. One of the higher maturity ones, 100-day product, does well. We've got really good experience on that, even in wetter years, but in a year like this, it's really been shining. And we've got a new 95-day Drought Guard from Mustang Seeds that is doing extremely well, that looks to be shining in this type of variable weather environment, too.
Oh, my goodness. Last year, we were combining corn until July, and this year, we couldn't buy a rain in July. I mean, so Drought Guard must have really proven itself this year.
It really has, and we just had a grower report. It was out of the central part of South Dakota by the river, that it really is showing 10 to 20 bushel yield advantage by having the Drought Guard product available that Mustang is putting out.
Sure. Now, Mustang has been around. Your dad started Mustang Seed back when?
So back in 1963, my dad, Ray Schultz, started Mustang Seeds. We're just talking over the booth. We've got our Mustang cars over there we're showing off as well. Of course, they started selling the Mustang in 1964 and a half.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, about the same era.
A long line of history there with the Mustang car. And are you giving one of those cars away you got on display?
Yes, Mick, we are. So we have our Mustang show convertible there that we ask people to stop by. And we've got a QR code. They can use their phone, sign up to win that. We're going to be giving that away the end of October on a Facebook Live event from our Mustang dealer, Emden Grain.
Okay. So, I understand you won't part with that nearly 60-year-old Mustang, but you're giving away the new one.
We're giving away the new one. That's right. Yes.
That's
yes.
Okay. That's pretty appealing, too. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've had a lot of people coming by. And, you know, I will also point out we also have teamed up with the Soybean Association with that convertible, and we've got new Goodyear tires on there that are soybean based. So kind of a promotion that the Soybean Association's been doing. So
yep, replacing crude oil with soybean oil. What a great thing.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
So now we mentioned corn a little bit. It was a droughty year. Soybeans had the same problem. Some fields didn't even canopy this year. But tell us about some of the Mustang Seed soybeans you had.
So, yes, the canopy was difficult in some areas on a lot of the bean crop. you know, basically what we're seeing the move to is either extend Flex soybeans or enlist E3 soybeans that our Mustang customers are moving to. Those production fields look good. I think we're probably going to be, we maybe dodged the bullet. I was concerned on seed production. I think we will have somewhat adequate supply. You know, obviously some of the newer varieties will be tighter as normal. So growers that have their preferred product line should talk to their dealer sooner than later and get you know, get their Mustang soybeans ordered.
All right. And your seed production area, I would assume, has been, you know, obviously guys like to have the seed produced in the area where it's grown, but we're all experiencing a drought this year. Is that going to affect seed at all for 2022?
It is. Matter of fact, I just got off the phone with one of our corn growers, and there is some pockets that has some issues on some earlier maturity corn. Our soybeans, we do grow those in the areas in the northern Red River Valley, all the way, you know, down to southern South Dakota. So we do grow our Mustang products close to where we sell and have our research plots. So and we do keep it spread out so that we don't, you don't put all your eggs in one basket. You know, you need to spread your seed supply and your seed production out. So that is something that we've taken tasks to do at Mustang.
But I was visiting with the regulatory manager for the North Dakota State Seed Department yesterday, and he pointed out that it is the seed, it's in the ground. Once it germinates, it no longer needs the seed. Then it becomes a plant, and it's all about good agronomy, and there's really not much to worry about as far as seed quality and anything other than germ.
Yeah, there's you obviously have to have the germ, but you got to have the vigor, and you have to have agronomics behind that. And so, you know, and obviously that's what our field agronomists look at all summer long to make sure that, you know, if you're worried about iron chlorosis, you're worried about Phytophthora, white mold, which, you know, not much, but even there is some out there this year, and as dry a year as we had white mold show up in some plots, which was amazing to me.
Yeah. Well, again, and this is the year. It was the litmus test for good traits. I mean, I talked to a couple of agronomists and farmers and said, I don't know what this crop is living on, but, man alive, some of the well-traited varieties did okay.
They did. It is, you know, we were just talking earlier, I said some of the areas it was a drought like 1976, and what we have for pedigrees and varieties are actually producing in this type of environment is amazing what our hybrids can do.
Yeah. So what are you seeing there around Madison, South Dakota? Are crops average, a little below average, or give us a crop report?
Okay, they're variable, number one. And there are, and it's by areas of the county, it's by township. You know, we have the eastern part of the county, we'll see 200 bushel corn that people said they've had close to that on silage yields. And then, you know, other areas, it's going to be about half that, about 100. Typically, growers would want to shoot for 200 plus in our area. You get one county to the east of us, Moody County, South Dakota. We've got grower a grower growing soybeans for us that 70 plus is where they're estimating those beans to come off. And I believe it rained on Monday, but I think they'll be harvesting probably later this week down there. So
Get
some pretty good yields just one county over.
Yeah, a lot of variability around here, even within a field.
Soil type is going to be driving that this year within a field. I mean, you've got your different soil types, so when you stress like we have in the northern plains with the weather, that will show up in the field without a doubt. You'll see the low grounds where you've got pretty decent ears and some fields, and you go over a hilltop and lighter soil and you don't have ears.
Yeah. Well, so that's why a lot, some guys run the silage chopper right through that field. Yeah.
And man, has there been a lot of silage cut, and we've had a lot of growers working on their silage, and obviously we've got a lot of dairies, and Mustang has been working with a lot of the dairy industry with our highly digestible alfalfas and also silage corn products that seem to be working very well.
All right. Well, you got a great lineup, a great seed catalog, I would assume. So how do guys find that either online or here at the show?
Well, www.mustangseeds.com. Come to the Mustang building, the old Acme building on Big Iron Fairgrounds, and look us up online. We'll be happy to get in contact with you.
All right. Terry Schultz of Mustang Seed, thank you, the CEO. Thanks for coming on over, and wish you lots of luck in the fall of 2021. I assume you are farming also, right?
I do, yes, yes. So I appreciate that, and we... we'll be challenged, but we'll get it. We'll get it taken out.
Well, you like everybody, all the other farmers. Well, there's always next year.
That's correct. So, yeah, that's correct.
Whatever happened to this year?
Forget it. I guess
every year there is something. So wish you a safe and profitable and productive fall of 2021.
Thank you, Mick.
You bet. Mustang Seeds, Terry Schultz.